Well, I'm very pleased that the Supreme Court gave us a quick ruling on the revenue-raising measure as it relates to car sales, and we're grateful for that because now we need to move on and think about our call for special session. I anticipate that we will have a special session later this month, and we're looking at the various dates. We have continuously met many hours a day with all the different leaders. The House, the Senate, the Democrats. In fact, the Democrats have been in my office today talking to us about various ways to help balance the budget back after we lost the $215 million from the cigarette cessation fee that was ruled unconstitutional for the state. But the $215 million, it's not just $215 million that go to the agencies that serve the poor, the elderly, the needy, such as the Mental Health Services, Department of Human Services and Healthcare Authority with Medicaid populations. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is it's $215 million plus the federal matching money. And when you add the federal matching money, it's under $500 million, a loss for the state. So it's not just the $215 million, it's a big sum of money that we need to deal with. And I'm hoping that we can find a consensus between the legislators and both political parties to come back and do the right thing for the state and to fix our budget and do it the right way.
Certainly, they could just come back, and if three quarters support a cigarette fee or cigarette tax even, then it passes without any problem. But is there more that you want to do?
Well, we're looking at lots of different options for the state. You know, we always want to be conscientious about keeping taxes low on people. I mean, that's been our platform for a long time, and we want to keep Oklahoma business friendly. We think that's very important. But yet, you have to have school teachers in the classroom, you have to have services for the poor and the elderly and the needy. You have to have good law enforcement with corrections and things that keep our community safe and our businesses safe and services that deal with mental health issues or whatever it might be, but that all takes money. And we have to decide what kind of state do we want to be. Do we want to be a state that's stretched to the ends and not being able to provide some of the services that we need to be able to provide our kids a good education, keep our community safe, and provide, you know, needed services for those that need it? Or, you know, do we want to starve government to death? And I think there's a balance to be had, and I think it's important that we all come together and make some good decisions.
But you expect maybe to have a special session by the end of, we're coming up on September, so hopefully
right.
That.
I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks we'll know the exact date. Now that today is a big, big day because we had the final ruling on the car sales tax, so that helps tremendously to be able to set that time schedule.
There's one more still out, but it's only like about $1 million was for the e-vehicle. So really, this doesn't really add or subtract anything, does it?
Right, right. It's a smaller amount of money. Yeah.
But $100 million, that means you guys can now move forward knowing that that is secure in the budget.
Right. Yeah, that'll help tremendously.
What are you, when it comes to making a special session, is it important that you have something in place, everybody ready to go, so you spend less time with all the lawmakers here?
Well, that's why we've been having discussions even before we knew the ruling on the cigarette tax. We've been talking about it, meeting with various people for a long period of time. But as you know, during this legislative session, it was hard to get people to agree on anything. That's why they did things the way they did. And we think it's important that both Democrats and Republicans come together with solutions, not one party and the other party holding out for something. But you know, we got important needs for the state, and we want to have our best foot forward as a state, and we don't like having articles saying, you know, Oklahoma's short on this or short on that. You know, it's not a good image for our state.
It's also having to deal with all the things going on in South Texas right now. What's going on with that?
Well, we've been very busy, even though we're not a state that has a hurricane in it, and thank goodness we didn't get all the rainfall. We're blessed with that, but our neighbors are hurting, and Oklahomans are always great to step up and help. It's the Oklahoma Standard or the Oklahoma Strong, like we called it after the Moore tornado, but we've been really busy sending all the services that we can, meeting all the requests that we're getting from Texas and now Louisiana. I've had lots of conversations with the Texas governor, conversation with the Louisiana governor several days ago before it struck there, just saying we're ready to step up, be good neighbors and help you. I am so proud of our fellow Oklahomans, and someone sent me a picture today of a big bus from the Baptist General Convention that said Oklahoma Baptist General Convention, and you can see all the people getting off the bus and helping the fellow Texans that were there in the flooded areas, and picture after picture after picture of and posts of people raising money. It just makes you feel good to know that in light of the disruption we have around the nation and the concerns we have with North Korea, that there's still some good things in the hearts of our fellow Oklahomans and Americans to be able to help other people in time of great need.
Something we'd all come together for.
Well, I think you know, as a nation, we need to unify. I think a lot of people are hungry for that. They're hungry for hope, unity, and getting that true patriotic American spirit of neighbor helping neighbor back.
Have we heard any word about how long our National Guard's going to be down there?
No, we don't know yet. In fact, we're still getting requests every day. I got more requests today for some people to go help with medevac. They have medevac experience. And actually, this person's with the Higher Patrol. So we got National Guard, Higher Patrol, the Emergency Management Services. We've sent a big team of people to Shreveport who will be managing a shelter, all the operations of a shelter, just the coordination of the health services, even with the health department. And they'll have about up to 5,000 Texans that will go to Shreveport, Louisiana, and be managed by our fellow Oklahomans. We have about 22 or so, because it's hard to know, there's a lot of people out there doing things, rescue teams with about 30 boats. We've had helicopters go down to do lift missions, you know, people that are in floodwaters. You got all of our charities. I just met with the Food Bank of Oklahoma a few moments ago. We're going to launch a drive to help Texas. And you know, the other thing I was telling our food bank people here in Oklahoma and Tulsa, Oklahoma City and Tulsa, is that we now are seeing in Tulsa students from Texas coming to Oklahoma and enrolling in our schools right now this week, which is something we didn't really think about. But what's happening is Texans are having relatives in Oklahoma, and they moved to Oklahoma right now because they don't have a place to live, and they're trying to get their kids in school someplace. And so that's kind of a unique thing. I've heard stories about people coming over from Texas down along the border and going to pharmacies and getting a lot of our prescriptions and their prescriptions, I should say, and other medical supplies, to some shortages of gasoline in a couple of areas. So it's interesting dynamic to try to manage all these different things, but yet help our nation.